During last fall's campaign for governor, Republican Mike DeWine ran tough ads.
Richard Cordray will raise taxes, kill jobs.
And he made similar claims in debates, such as the final one in Cleveland.
If you total up all the money that Richard says he's going to spend, there's absolutely no way that you could do this without raising taxes. It's abundantly clear that he wants to raise taxes.
DeWine beat Cordray by just under 4 points, and DeWine has been governor now for around 6 weeks. And faced with a hole of more than $1 billion at the Ohio Department of Transportation, it's DeWine who's raising taxes, proposing an 18-cent hike in the state's 28-cent gas tax, a 64% increase.
You have to have a gas tax increase. I mean, there's no doubt.
DeWine's request is now with state lawmakers, but it shouldn't be too much of a shock. Rising road construction costs and flat revenues from the gas tax, which was last raised in 2003, were well-known issues. And though former Governor John Kasich's decision to leverage the Ohio Turnpike was praised in 2012, it was also known the revenue would run out in 2019, leaving the state with debt service payments of more than $390 million each year. DeWine had obviously considered infrastructure funding when he spoke to a meeting of local officials from around the state in July, explaining he would appoint a commission to look into funding solutions.
We'll put together a group and give them a relatively short period of time to come back, do a quick assessment.
And DeWine also said he was not ruling out an increase in the gas tax, if that was the group's recommendation. Cordray criticized that approach at the time, instead touting a bond package to borrow money to cover repairs on roads and bridges, as well as fund public transit and broadband expansion.
We do not need tax increases at this time. That's off the table as far as I'm concerned.
But Cordray never said what he would do if voters rejected it. DeWine's plan came about quickly, just as he had described. The commission was appointed 2 weeks after his inauguration. It held two meetings the next week with a total of 2 hours of testimony. The group recommended DeWine suggest a gas tax increase just over a week later. At an Ohio Associated Press forum 2 days before he unveiled his gas tax increase, DeWine admitted he knew there was a financial issue at ODOT, but he says he had no idea of the gravity of it at that event last summer.
My understanding of it's better than it was in July of this past year, and so it's more evolved than it was. Just one day I said, oh, there's a big problem.
And indeed, infrastructure did not play a huge role in the campaign, which featured lots of discussions about health care, local government funding, rape kits, and the criminal justice package on the ballot known as Issue 1. Cordray recently tweeted that his bonded finance package would not have included new taxes for infrastructure. And he says DeWine pledged not to raise taxes, but said that Cordray would. Cordray ends his tweet with these lines, quoting here, "Now, first thing out of the box, he is proposing a tax increase." And he calls it being honest with voters. But Republican strategist Bob Clegg says that's not a fair criticism, because he says the gas tax increase proposal shows how devastating ODOT's financial situation is.
Once you become a public official, you got to do what's best for all of your citizens, and you can't worry about the political implications of it.
Ohio Democratic Party Chair David Pepper stresses that he is not outright opposed to the gas tax increase, which is supported by Democratic mayors and county commissioners. But Pepper maintains what DeWine did during the campaign was dishonest, because by saying Cordray would raise taxes, DeWine implied he would not.
And I think it's appropriate that whatever the debate ends up being around the gas tax and how we solve the infrastructure, I think people in politics should be held accountable when they were very dishonest, not forthright, and in this case, wholly hypocritical, attacking someone on the thing that they themselves were considering doing.
DeWine isn't the first Republican to raise taxes, of course. Kasich increased the state sales tax in one budget to pay for an income tax cut. And there have been proposals to broaden the sales tax to cover untaxed items or increase fees for certain licenses, a move that can feel like a tax hike. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.